Hello and good evening, Nina.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
Oh, it's a good evening, but it's starting to feel like the peak of the fire a little bit.
The intensity's happening, huh?
Yeah.
It is a beautiful evening, and I did notice that with there were quite a lot of prayer requests, and so there's something in the field, and always a good moment to pray together and bring together our the sovereignty and the unity of truth so that we can dissolve the illusion and join together with the force of love.
Indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, everyone, I'm feeling full and in a beautiful way. I'm happy to be here. I had the past couple of weeks away from prayer and thanking all of the beautiful community members that step in so graciously to keep the lifeline of truth and communion with Source alive in the way that we do. So thank you to our community members and thank you to community. So beautiful. I feel full from our celebration of life, of the birth of our community child. Oh, 1 year old last night, so I'm feeling happy and happy to be here. All right, everyone, I'm checking in here. It looks like we have a good house of prayer warriors here with us, and I see a few new names. So I want to welcome anyone who's here for the first time with us on our prayer, and also saluting all those who are returning and who continue to show up. Thank you for your spirit and your commitment. So, welcoming everyone, welcoming your hearts, welcoming your mind, welcoming your spirits, inviting us all to take a few conscious breaths, slowing down the breath and entering into a deeper breath into our lower abdominal area. Knowing that when we have that shallow breathing, we're more in our mind. So we're working with the intention of our breath to let go, to go deeper, and to open up our hearts. To find our heart's wisdom and to connect with that spark of life, the source of love that resides in each and every one of us, that somehow, sometimes we forget and we're carried on with our day of continuing to perpetuate whatever it is that we think has to be done. So at this moment, we are letting go. Letting go of all preoccupations of the past moments and consciously letting go of any projected future moments. And arriving right here, right now, in present moment time. Where life is alive, where the force of life is moving through us and through everything that is beyond the form, that is beyond the identification with our form. And so, with all of the grace and love and power of our spirit, inviting you to surrender. Any holding, scanning your body and relaxing your tension, letting go of the thoughts that try to come in, not pushing them away or going into war with them, just allowing them to dissipate and become aware of that presence that is flowing through, the presence of love. and opening our hearts in gratitude to know that this is here eternally. There's no beginning and no ending. So celebrating in the opportunity to recognize the truth of who we are. And as we are marinating in this presence, feeling the Great Mother below us that is holding us and supporting us so generously, increasing our grounding at this time to be right here, right now, and opening up our crowns to feel the source of ever-present illuminating light that comes from the central sun, that comes from the heart of our Creator, and allowing it to penetrate us, to illuminate us, to alchemize the dross, and to uplift us into higher planes of attunement this evening. And as we are connecting with the Alpha and the Omega in the center of that divine spark within, we call upon our Father Creator to be with us, to rain upon us during these times of life. We call upon our Holy Divine Mother, the grace and love, the never-ending spirit of peace and love and grace that she brings forth, that we can open our hearts wider to receive, to learn how to receive from this sustenance rather than receiving from the distractions that keep us from this holy communion. And we call upon the angels, the masters, the ascended masters, and the archangels that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor this prayer, to be present with us, and those prayers that are unspoken that we may not even know how to formulate, to help unlock the chambers of our heart, of our heart's wisdom, of our joy, and of the depth of our purest potential, of the birthright of our gifts that we were born here to birth, to manifest. Help us to have more strength and courage to walk in the direction of manifesting these goals, of using that creative life force for the good of the whole, of sharing this wealth of wisdom with the world that may come in silence, that may come in action, that may come in response or in a kind gesture. Help us to follow that thread, to weave the tapestry of a new earth, of one that is made of truth, of goodness, of unity consciousness. Help us through these times where the fire is burning bright, as our dear brother Ian spoke of, where the intensity is burning, where duality consciousness is on fanfare, where we see a lot of division on our planet. We ask for your intercession to work on behalf of ringing in freedom and beauty, and that we here can do our part, that we do not lose sight, that we have purpose here, that we have been born on purpose to step into the fullness of who we are. And in doing that we can make a difference in this world just by being that living message. Help us to take responsibility for those things that we are harboring inside. Help us to let go of our resentments. Help us to stand up strong and love ourselves more enough to take the necessary actions in our life that will bring us freedom. Help us to listen more to that silent voice of integrity that sometimes we are drowning out with our distractions. Help us to know that that is the doorway in to liberation and give us the courage to not only listen, but to obey. Taking this time as we are expanding into this communion with truth to anchor this right here, right now, where we are. The energetic pulsation of the higher frequencies of the divine, bringing it to our home, to our hearts, to our body, to our work, and seeing this expand out into the veins of the Mother Earth. To create rivers of light, to remove the obstacles of the distortion that tries to perpetuate the matrix that is creating that illusionary blanket of that forgetfulness to our consciousness. Help us to know that our love and our light is stronger and that it is time to shine, to stand in our strength, the strength of our spirit. So we ask at this time for strength and endurance to hold true, to right action. And as we are continuing to expand with all of our intent, bringing this illuminating ray of love and light out to the sacred waters on the planet so that they too can bathe in the mystery of our love and be purified and reactivated with the eternal flow of the divine. At this time, we pray together for all those who are suffering on the planet, all those who are living in division or war or strife or plagued with addictions and fears, that somehow this grace and this prayer can echo out into the ethers and to create a transmission of inspirational hope and transformation for the consciousness on the planet, for those who are wavering, who are have one foot in faith and one foot in doubt, that somehow the pulsation of this love and this prayer can ignite the flame of faith to rise up, so that they can join in the unification of truth. And so, seeing this into completion in our vision, in our prayer, in our manifestation. In our imagination that is real, we are dreaming. Help us to dream a life aligned with divine, aligned with divine will, and let there be divine justice upon the planet so that we can take this opportunity of chaos to birth something new and renew the Great Mother, humanity, and the cosmos at large. I want to lift up our community members at this time in this halo of light, sponsoring these prayers for divine intervention and grace and healing. Lifting up our brother Paul McQuaid for the challenges that he's going through in his life, that you can bring peace and divine understanding and healing in whatever area would support him at this time for the evolution of his consciousness and for harmony for his soul. Praying for his beautiful wife, Leslie, as she is holding the pole of love for her husband, that she can be surrounded by grace and wisdom and by the celestial angels for guidance. Lifting up Giri Thrawn, who just passed away, and we're asking for the masters and archangels and angels to sponsor his transition, to give him grace and love on his way home to the next stage of his own evolution, and lifting up his beautiful wife, Vicky, and his son, Jeff, and Shelley, and their daughter, Savannah. Praying for a deep embrace from the divine and love and the care of community and the celestial realms to hold them through this vortex of transformation with grace and strength. Lifting up James Giglio. Praying for also for him, for peace in his mind and in his heart, and that he would be guided with strength and clarity during this time and support on his path. Lifting up another woman who just passed away, Judy Hobson. And we too are asking for the gift of grace from the divine, from the Holy Divine Mother, and from the ancestors to escort her with love and opening in her transition at this time. And also lifting up her beautiful daughter, Katie Hobson, who has been by her side for a long time with service. And we're praying for her heart, we're praying for her life, for grace, for peace, for clarity, for transformation, and for understanding. And Amy Genduso, giving her the stability of truth to help her to navigate these new moments of her life, to find shelter and to find security and to find really comfort in the love of you, Father, Mother. And so we together take a pause and ask for a silent prayer at this time that we sponsor and invite in healing and grace for ourselves, for our loved ones. And as we're closing, we celebrate in gratitude of friendship, of community, for awareness, for truth, and for the ability to pause, to connect, to remember the truth, to embody love, to have faith in a better world, and faith and unity consciousness. We say these prayers always in the name of love, in the name of God, and in the name of truth. Om Mateoto.
Omoteo. Thank you, Nina, for reminding us of the importance of joining together in prayer to remember the divine and dissolve the illusion so we can allow the, sorry, so we can slow down and enter into a deeper breath and communion to celebrate the opportunity to recognize the truth of who we are and marinate in the truth of the presence. And open our crowns to feel and know the illuminating light and alchemize the dross, so we can free ourselves from all that keeps us in doubt and confusion and separate from the divine and allow our hearts to be open and free to birth all that is and that we are to birth in this life, to help weave the tapestry of a new earth with love and faith and continue to rise together in the face of the flames of intensity. And continue on in grace as the living message that we are, to create rivers of light that dissolve all obstacles for all to stand in the strength of spirit and hold true to right action and illuminating light with the eternal flow of the divine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I don't have any announcements unless there's one that you would like to make.
Well, we have our advanced mentorship drop-in call tonight for anybody who's been in the program, any of the three programs. It's kind of a beautiful time to come together as alumni and to receive new teachings and answer questions and reconnect in that way and get inspired for what it is that they are all bringing to this world. It's very inspiring, actually, to listen to everybody. So if there's any graduates out there that want to join us, we are doing that at 6 o'clock. So reach out for that. And other than that, have a beautiful evening and we will see you next week.
Well, I'll say one more thing.
Okay.
We were talking about it, and I've been reminded by my amazing friends. The peak of the fire, the victorious light. We'll be having a Zoom call on August 13th. That is a Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And yeah, I'll give more details about it at a future time if you still have some time.
Yes, we have that upcoming class. It's the eighth point on the eight-pointed star of the evolution of consciousness. So it's the completion of a cycle, and it's always powerful. As Ian said, it's just like every time. It's really potent. And there's new teachings too that come through because it's a new moment in our life and on the planet. So we invite you to join us for that too. Thank you, Ian, for that reminder.
And thank you for everyone coming again and again, or maybe this is the first time. And thank you, Nina.
Thank you. Have a beautiful evening.
Only go in peace.